Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and good spirits, and of course, in the best of happiness. Anyway, today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure, the honor, and the treat of having a subject that I know that everybody could use a little bit of help in, and that is the fundamentals of efficiency. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you've heard, but I'm going to tell you what I've heard. Today I've heard that we have the pleasure and the honor of speaking with an efficiency management professional, an expert. Not only is he an expert, but he's an expert plus. And if you look at his Facebook profile, that's exactly what it says. It says that he is a efficiency expert plus, which means he's going to clearly and definitely move you to the next level. We get to talk with Gerhan Schwant. Hopefully I said that right. Anyway, Gerhan is an amazing individual. He is the president and founder of Management Partners International, Inc., and Gerhard is just really an amazing person. Not only does he have a wealth of experience in the area of efficiency, proficiency, and helping companies and owners of all kinds, from realtors to financial planners to celebrities on down, to helping them to get the best out of themselves and guiding them so that they can reach that goal that we all have the potential to reach. However, very few of us seem to find the path. He clears the path. He's also a 5-star executive chef and just a really phenomenal individual to actually sit down with and to get some information from and learn from. But anyway, I don't want to steal any of his thunder because, again, we only have 30 minutes, and ladies and gentlemen, you are going to treasure every one of those 30 minutes. So with that, Gerhard, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
You know, I'm still not doing as good as you, but I'm going to get better because I'm associating with people like you.
That's a good thing to do.
Roger that. Well, could you do me a favor and could you tell our listeners a little bit about you, please?
Sure. I was born and raised in Germany. I did my apprenticeship as a chef in Germany. I worked for 2 years in one of the 10 best restaurants in West Germany. Spent 2 years in the German Air Force, also working in the kitchen, and then came in 1973 to the United States, where I took a German restaurant on Wisconsin Avenue, which was on place number 98 in the Washingtonian magazine listing. And 6 months later, we were in the top 5.
Wow.
If you've watched Hell's Kitchen, then you get an idea on how I was at that time. Maybe a little more on steroids than the other guy. However, I did realize something when my daughter turned 4, that I didn't know her. I didn't know my own daughter because I hardly ever met her and I hardly ever seen her awake. And that was really not okay, so I quit and got into different kinds of activities. I was in sales, horrible in the beginning, and that when I had my breakthrough, I excelled so well that I bought the company. I was in management consulting. I had an import business. I've been then back an executive chef on the cruise liners, and then started doing what I'm doing now 12 years ago. Plus, I also became a public speaker and traveled for 5 years all over the world.
Wow.
So wow. I've been around a few times. You know, sometimes I don't know which block, but apparently there's a block there.
That's awesome. You've done a lot, and I know in the time that we got to sit down and talk, it was very, very fulfilling for me, you know, because you have such a very positive spirit, positive mindset, and that's a beautiful thing, plus that you back that up with efficiency and action, which is kind of rare. So with that said, could you tell us a little bit about your company?
Yeah, you know, before I do this, let me just get some negative out of the way. Because I went onto the internet and went to a website called statisticbrain.com.
Okay.
And that website, they have a page there for startup failure by industry. And they use information from Entrepreneur Weekly, Small Business Development Center, Bradley University, the University of Tennessee, research. And based on that information, I found that businesses, 25% of businesses started fail already in the first year. By five years, it's 55%. And by 10 years, it's 71% of the businesses started fail. That's horrific.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is not, yeah, that's not okay. And then looking at the reason for the failure, 40% of it was incompetence. 30% is unbalanced experience or lack of managerial experience. 11% is lack of experience in line of goods or services, and only 1% is because of neglect, fraud, or disaster. So that means that 99% of the failures in some way or another fall under the heading of missing fundamentals. And, you know, I disagree with that. I don't agree with that. It's should be that way, that it has to be this way at all. So my mission is basically to get businesses to succeed. Period.
Yes, sir.
So that's why I'm so focused on the fundamentals of efficiency.
Well, is this that saying, if you go back to the basics, you usually find the root cause of all your problems, the lack of the basics.
It's totally true, you know. And you look into this society, and everything is focused on a quick fix, right? Patch up. If you have a headache, take a pill. You know, you don't like this, take a pill. Rather than looking at why do you have a headache in the first place, maybe you just have salt depletion, which is so common reason for headaches that, you know, if you look at the medical literature under salt depletion, and you see, look at the symptoms, you find that as the third step. The first is clammy skin, the second is tiredness, and the third is headaches. But now we take a pill. Right? So going back to the fundamentals and actually finding the reason why something happened or didn't happen is a much better way of, and a much cheaper way, and a much more lasting way of succeeding. Right? And I basically narrowed it down to six fundamentals. And they pretty much cover everything. Obviously, they're far-reaching in all different directions. Right? But look at the efficiency itself. You know, efficiency can be defined in a couple of different ways. One of it is an engineering definition. It's the ratio between input and output.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the input is 1 gallon of gas and the output is 5 miles, well, that's really not efficient. And
no.
If the input is 1 gallon of gas and the output is 50 miles, it's okay. If the input is 1 gallon of gas and the output is 100 miles driven, now we start talking about efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the other definition of efficiency is simply doing any task to completion and good results without wasting time, money, materials, and resources. Now, let me repeat this because you will find that in the definition of efficiency is another definition part of it. Doing any task to completion and good results is the definition of effectiveness. But effectiveness does not have part as part of it that it's done without wasting time, money, and materials and resources. So you see, being effective is good, but there's something missing, right? It's better to be efficient because that means you are effective, but you're not wasting time, money, materials, or resources. You see the difference? Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so just focusing on that alone already makes a difference, right? And trying to work out how that works, trying to work out how to do this gets us to the next level, and that is knowledge. Without any knowledge, without knowing what you need to do and how to do it, well, you know, you're not going to get very far, right? And so many people today are getting into business without having any knowledge on how business really works. They have a great idea. They have a great skill, right? But they don't know how to really make that work in the business world. Right? So there is training available. There is, we live in a knowledge and an information society today. You Google something, you find all kinds of things that you, and all kinds of knowledge that would be of benefit to you. The other thing is, if you talk with others and they tell you something, ask the next question. How did you know that? Where did you find this? How did you learn this? Find the source of knowledge, and then make that yours. Make sense?
Totally.
Right? And then right next to that, or right below that, or above, just another fundamental is a very, very interesting one, and that's the fundamental of right and wrong. Now, look, Sirin, this is not a discussion on the philosophy of what's right, what's wrong. This is simply the fact that nobody likes to be wrong. Nobody. I have yet to find anybody that has come up to me and said, "Oh, I was so wrong today. Boy, am I excited about that." You know, nobody likes to be wrong. People like to be right. So by focusing on what's right, you go a lot further than focusing on what's wrong. You know, while we have at times have to take a look at what's wrong, that is just the one step, and then you focus on how to make it right, what's right about it, and build that up and get away from looking for all the things that are wrong about it. And the worst thing to do in order to can't go from positive to negative is just go down the street and look at things that are wrong or find things that are wrong about what's on that street. You'll find plenty. Right? You also feel pretty lousy by the time you go down that street. And, but if you turn around and then go back the same street and now just focus on what is right, you will find yourself become more and more positive and more relaxed and actually more and more happy.
Yes, sir.
Right? And then it gets really interesting because the next fundamental is the fundamental of help. And on the other side of the coin, it's betrayal. So what do I mean by help? I basically simply mean assisting. If somebody assists you, that person helps you. And if you assist somebody, you help that person. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But there is one additional factor about it that's very easy, very important to know. If you draw a circle on a piece of paper and you put an arrow from that circle in the direction of, let's say, 3 o'clock. Right? That would represent one person. That
okay.
person could be, for example, a realtor that goes in the direction of helping people finding the right home to live in, to raise a family in. And then you draw another circle next to that or below that, and that draw an arrow away from that person in the direction of like 7 o'clock. What you have
okay.
is another person that moves in a completely different direction. Maybe that person owes a Harley and a tent and it's just cruising. Fact is, these two people cannot help each other. They can't. Right?
Okay.
And unless
yes, sir.
And only if they decide for a limited time, even in a limited area of their life, to move in the same direction. Maybe they both are part of the same church and they decide to volunteer in a fundraising or, you know, helping in some cause. Right? At that moment, they're moving in the same direction, and at that moment, they can help each other. You see that?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Yeah. And what that means is, in business, when we hire somebody, one of the most valuable steps we can do in the hiring process is briefing that person in detail on the direction that we are moving in. What purpose do we have for our business? What are the core values that we work by and live by and run our business by? And by getting that person to understand the direction, we can then ask that person to actually write us an essay that where the person explains on how they can contribute to that direction using their own knowledge, their education, their skills, their talents. And if we have somebody that does that, we have somebody that's going to be a jewel. Yeah.
Very true.
See how work that together, yeah. Plus, if that individual at any time in the future kind of goes off the road, we can always ask that person to come to our office, pull out that essay, and ask them to read it again. That alone is very powerful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And then along with help comes also the fundamental of control. Now, you find a lot of times that people have a bad taste when it comes to the word control because they have been forced to do something, you know, with brutal force, and we're told that that was control. That's not really control. Control is simply being able and willing to start, change, and stop something or someone.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. You know, you take your car. You start driving your car. You start going down the road. You start going down the road. You're changing the position of the car going down the road. And then you have to make a right turn. So what you have to do is you have to stop going straight and start initiating the right turn. And you have to continue changing the position of the car until this right turn is done. And then you have to stop the right turn and go straight again. If you don't, you go drive down a circle.
Right.
But at no time while you do this would you even get the idea to take out a stick and beat the steering wheel and say, turn right now. That's silly. That's ridiculous.
Yes, right? It is.
Right? So,
yes, sir.
We have this happen in our life every day. And unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is we start something. We're in the middle of changing it, you know, changing in time, changing in context. We're working on it. And then we get interrupted. And we have to drop what we're doing and start something else because of that interruption. Now we're working on that, changing it. And we get interrupted again. And now we are on the third thing that we now start and working on and changing when we get interrupted again. And we're working now on the fourth thing, and the day is over. We go home at that moment very frustrated because we feel that we've been busy all day, but we didn't accomplish anything. Because we register accomplishments only. So being home now and being frustrated is not a good place to be at. Well, I'm not talking about home, but being frustrated. So we can change that. And the way we change that is we address every single one of the tasks that we started that day as projects. And we work out each one of the tasks step by step from the beginning. And when we write down the different steps that it takes to finish, to start, and then go through and complete that task, we will find out that we already did some of these steps. That now gives us a sense of accomplishment. Oh, I did that already, I did that already, I did that already. Right? And then we write down the additional steps that we have to do the next day in order to complete it. By the time we have done with all four tasks, we feel a lot better because we realize we did accomplish quite a lot that day. And we have a plan how to complete those tasks. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then probably the most important step and fundamental, actually, is communication. Now, I'm not talking about fancy cell phones and faxes and emails and whatever else. I'm talking simply the basic about, the fundamental about communication is there are two people involved. They are a distance from each other, and one is having a concept or idea and getting that across that distance to the other person. Now, in order for this to be a communication, three things now must happen. The first thing is simply the person must be willing to receive that communication. Have you ever received a communication from somebody that was really mad and upset and was screaming at you? Right? Now, were you willing to receive the communication?
No, sir.
Not really, right? So, it behooves us to understand that if we are upset and we are now trying to communicate with somebody, it ain't going to happen. We better take a break. We better take a breather. We better count to 10 and calm down and then start communicating, because now the chances are the communication will actually occur. Right? Then the other two parts are, the other two parts are the person has to be willing to duplicate and also understand that communication. Yeah? And only then will you get action on the other side. So if you have to work with somebody that you've had experience in the past that it's not, that they start doing something else or something different than you ask them to do, it's best to now take the time and ask, okay, what did I just tell you? How are you going to do this? Right? And clarify and follow it up in writing. I'm a great believer in putting things in writing, even if you did something, if you gave instructions verbally. Follow it up in writing.
Totally understand.
Yeah. And, you know, with having these steps there, then you basically have reached the point where you can take a look at which areas in your own business or life could use some improvement.
Makes a lot of sense. Plus, you got buy-in.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yes. Well, that's that took a lot of time already. That's basically what I wanted to mention when I talk about fundamentals of efficiency. These are it.
Roger that. Well, I get it, because like you said, if you get the person to write it down, which is getting that in writing, one, two, getting it in their own words and their own understanding, when they get off of track or aren't doing what they need to do, you can let them read in their own words what they've already agreed to, and that way you're not arguing with them because they've already given buy-in, and now they see what they've agreed to. It's not something where it's a vague understanding. So that's huge. And as far as the list, I thought that was really huge because instead of a to-do list, it's kind of a done list. So they've got a list of the things that they've done, which is now positive, instead of a thing, instead of looking at it at the things that they haven't done, which is a to-do list. So that done list is actually huge too, because again, it's showing progress, as you were saying a little bit earlier. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. And it also gets you focused on what else you need to do in order to complete that specific step.
Right. Plus, you've got that progress, so now you're looking at it in a more proactive and productive way than an actual reactive way and punishing yourself because you didn't get certain things done. You know where you are in your process.
Yeah, that's right.
Outstanding.
That's right.
Outstanding. You know, I really appreciate this. I think that I know it's helpful for me and for those that are listening, including May We Help You Radio and our other guests that are in the chat room. That's I think that they get that too. Really, really cool. So what else would you like to share with us in the couple of minutes that we have? And I think that was huge. Oh, could you tell us how to get in contact with you? If somebody would like to learn more about you, your services, your company, could you give us that information, please?
Sure. My email address is O.T. Gerhardt, that's the letter O and T, and Gerhardt is spelled with G-E-R-H-A-R-D, at msn.com. My website is www.efficiencyexperts.us, and you can find me on LinkedIn. If you want to connect with me, send me an invitation. I can't promise that I can accept it because I keep hovering around 30,000 personal connections, and LinkedIn keeps on cutting me off at 30,000.
Amazing, amazing. Just to have that many connections on LinkedIn, and I know that some of your clients are pretty influential, so just the fact that you're available to us regular mortals, so to speak, is actually huge. But again, I totally enjoyed my conversation with you. I thought it was amazingly interesting and fascinating. So on a personal note, I want to thank you for meeting with me. I thought that was really great.
You are very, very welcome. When we set up the appointment, I really looked forward to meeting you. I admire you for what you are doing. I find it to be very, very valuable and very much needed. And your willingness to step forward and saying, okay, this is what I do. I will help, you know, women to protect themselves in a positive way against attacks. Wow, what a concept.
Well, thank you very much. Every little bit helps, you know, helps to keep us all motivated and going forward. So, again, like I said, I'm really impressed with what you've done and the people that you help. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Gerhardt actually brought a folder with him when I actually met with him. And he had, I don't care what anybody says, he had hundreds of, actually, for the most part, handwritten letters from people talking about how he helped them from every type of business in every type of area, realtors, dentists, doctors, lawyers, TV personalities, singing personalities, movie personalities, radio personalities. I mean, it was actually a full gambit, marketing companies, executives in IT firms, all of the above, which are people that he's worked with and actually took the time to actually write letters, you know, thanking him for his services. And the fact that he has that's, you know, it's a huge accomplishment, Mr. Gerhardt. It truly is. And, again, I'm very impressed, and it's a pleasure for me to know you. And anybody that's interested in contacting Gearhart or learning more about, you know, what he's done and what he's doing, please feel free. You know, again, knowledge is something that's plentiful, but there's very few people that package it in a format that's actually usable. Or a lot of us get knowledge, but we don't know how to organize it. We don't know how to use it or actually enact it in our lives or in our businesses. And Gearhart is truly a master at doing that. So again, Gearhart, do you have any last words for us before we close, sir?
Yes. Keep learning. Never stop learning. Every person that you meet has something to say to you.
Outstanding.
Listen. Yeah. Thank you.
I like that. Every person, keep learning. Everybody has something to share with you where you can learn, and you have to listen. That's actually key. Most of us, as we're in our conversation, we're so busy talking that we kind of miss the boat and miss the message. So you're, again, as always, spot on. And the other thing that myself and Gearhart had a conversation with is most of us are looking at the book. The cover of the book is irrelevant. It may get your interest, but the cover of the book is irrelevant. It's the content that you're truly looking for. And Gearhart is one of those people who he has a wealth of knowledge that he not only has, but he actually puts in action and is willing to share with any and everyone that he works with, and in some cases, just people that he meets. It's just part of his DNA. You know, it's part of that universal draw and that magic that makes Gearhart Gearhart. So ladies and gentlemen, again, I would advise you to reach out to him and learn more about him. His contact information is actually on the show site. And if you know somebody that could truly use Gearhart's services that's trying to survive, because, you know, middle America is starting to disappear, and it's people like Gearhart that are going to help us to keep it alive for as long as possible and maybe make it have a total comeback in the world that we live in. Because in a lot of other countries, middle class no longer exists. You've got either the rich or you've got the poor. And I'm telling you now, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to experience that. So, again, Gearhart, thank you very much for coming on, for sharing this time with us. I hope to have you back so you can give us more of a deep dive into what it is that you do and some of the other areas which you're passionate about. I'm sure that the listeners would greatly appreciate it and learn a lot from it, as I have and will continue to do my best to do. Matter of fact, I will do it. No, will do my best. I will do it. So, Mr. Gearhart, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for your time.
You are very welcome, and thank you for allowing me to share what I know, and I hope it helps.
Yes, sir. Well, it's helping me. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, our guest is Gearhart B. Streift, and he is the president and managing partner of Management International Partners, and he is a Efficiency Expert Plus. And his contact information on the site, the email is schwandt@efficiencyexperts.us. And his website is www.efficiencyexperts.us. So that's efficiencyexpert.us. And please reach out to them. And if there's anyone that you believe could use this show, share the show with them. Again, some of the information that he shared is critical, and it's those basics that we normally miss. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen, because guess what? We've got 40,000 people, and if you're not listening, all I'm doing is talking to myself. Take care, be well, and I wish you and yours much success. Take care.